Hi, this is dictation for Sidney Riggs, SIDNEYRIGGS. Date of birth is 5/19/1969. Date of accident is 5/17/1998. Date of birth 5/19/1969. Date of service 10/14/2025. The patient presents with a chief complaint of severe pain in the right foot and ankle, which is very tight and stiff. Patient is referred by Dr. Barry for evaluation and treatment. The patient initially was involved in an automobile accident on 5/17/1998, for which details are not available. Police report is not available, and pictures of the car are not available. He says he was hit by a drunk driver, and it caused him a pain in the right foot, for which details will be supplied at a later date. He was traveling in a Nissan, and he was hit by Ford. He was at a stop sign, and the other car hit him at 50 to 60 miles an hour. He was not wearing a seatbelt. Airbags did not deploy. There was loss of consciousness. There was no hit. It was not a hit and run accident, though. And the police came, ambulance came, and patient has undergone extensive physical therapy and surgery, medications, and he has had surgery for the right foot and right toes by Dr. Usen, U-S-E-N, who is a podiatrist in the year of 2023 and 2025, but ongoing pains are still continuing. And most of the pain is located at right foot and ankle, which is around 7 to 8. Constantly making it difficult to walk, and pain goes all the way to the big toe most of the time, and difficulty in walking. These pains are described as throbbing, cramping, heart burning, aching, heavy and tender, and worsened by standing and walking, and improved by nothing. So far, patient has had X-rays. And some numbness of the right big toe is reported. Please review the records for system review, for surgical history. Allergies. Family history and relationship status, employment status. Personal history as well as the ADLs. Physical examination. Height is 5'11", weight is 220, temperature is 96, respiratory is 17, 56-year-old African-American male, sitting comfortably. The entire examination is completely normal from general review, which is patient is alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clearing colonicia. And walk is a little bit antalgic due to the pain in the right foot, but not wearing any crutches or any adaptive devices or cane. He is moderately anxious, but not lethargic. Has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The rest of the exam will come from the template, including neurological, including musculature, musculoskeleton, all are normal. Only in the extremities, is negative at the area of the right foot. The right foot examination shows a lot of extension and flexion deformity of the tendons with multiple surgeries. There is no infection. Distal pulses are reasonably normal, and reflexes are poor, and the range of motion of the toes is normal. And there is mild tenderness at the flexor tendons of the foot. Diagnosis is a tenous synovitis. And pain in the right foot, M79.671. And enthesopathy, M77.50. And tendinitis of the right foot and ankle. And M25.571 as the pain in the right foot. The plan of care will come from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is referred for further consultation back to Dr. Usen, U-S-E-N, for further treatment and cure. Patient is being discharged from our care as we are not specializing in right foot, ankle care, or podiatry. Patient is referred for 2 times of physical therapy at his choice place for the foot only. He's released on a light-duty job, 7 hours, 5 days, no lifting limit. No medications have been provided. And no narcotics are provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry and fitness club are all yes. Interventional pain procedures, none. Patient is discharged for choosing a wrong specialty. Surgical options are as per podiatrist doctor. Neuropsych attended care casework is not warranted. Investigation none. DM is none. Education is none. And follow visit none. Thank you.